This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. A good Wednesday to you. Coming up an hour from now, Tony Dungy's going to join us. Pro Football Hall of Fame head coach. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, in about 17 minutes from now, I'll address this memo that the NFL Hall of Famers have sent to the NFL looking for better service for their retired players, health care, etc., and how there's already some Hall of Famers distancing themselves from this letter. Also, we were scheduled to have Rick Fox join us on the show last hour. He had to unfortunately cancel his media tour this morning, and so no more Rick Fox. No word on if he will be rescheduled, but we move ahead onward and upward without Rick Fox. We will somehow be able to put the pieces back together. I did not know that Rick Fox was such an e-sports enthusiast, Mraz. Did you?
I had no idea until this tour approached. Rick Fox sitting there in the gaming world, big fan of the e-sports, goes to the tournaments, I'm assuming as a video game chair of some sort.
A chair.
You know, they make these gaming chairs with, you know, a cup holder, a controller holder. They're meant to be, like, massaging you while you play games. You haven't seen these?
They massage you?
There's the high-tech ones do.
Electronically?
Yeah, they're basically made for anybody who doesn't want to get up for 10 hours and is locked into playing video games. You know, that's how far we've come into the country. Nobody needs to play outside anymore.
Well, you should not be taking shots at people's inactivity.
Time out here. I am always outside now, walking the dog, doing whatever. And when I was a kid,
walking the dog,
glove, ball,
that's your exercise.
No, I go to the gym and stuff. But the point being, I like a video game, but I am not one of these millennials that sits inside all day and that's all they do. I was outside knocking on my friends' doors before text messages existed. Let's go up to the park. We organized our own wiffle ball leagues. You don't see the kids doing this anymore. Now you got adults doing the same lazy thing. Get out there, go for a jog, ride a bike. I don't need 10 hours. I don't need a video game chair made because I don't plan on doing anything but playing video games for 10 hours. I mean, it's a major problem.
What happens if they're making a career? They're making money, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars playing video games.
I can never talk about somebody else's wallet, so I understand that. But if you got good enough and played long enough to make that a career, I think that's a sick problem.
Really?
I do.
So these young kids, or not that young, I mean, say they're in their 20s or teens, you think it's a sick problem that they are right now superstars in their industry, in their given, I guess, sport, and they've got fan bases, and they tour, and they train, and they make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, sometimes millions of dollars a year. You think it's a sick problem?
Look, I would love to have the millions of dollars playing video games. I think the path they got to make that much money is a sick problem.
What about computer programmers? They sit inside all day in front of a computer. They end up making thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Okay, but they work 9 to 5, and they could go home and get their exercise and walk the dog and everything. My point is, these guys who now are these e-game stars that are making millions, most of them never worked a hard day in their life, sat there and played Tomb Raider for 15 hours, and suddenly, you know, they're making millions. It's pathetic.
Yeah, but wait a second. So you're telling me that all of the tech guys, like all of the Apple guys, all the Microsoft guys, the Bill Gates and the Paul Allens, all those guys would come home 9 to 5 and get their exercise in?
I would think so.
They're sitting in front of computers for 15 hours a day trying to program.
No, but you come. That's a 9 to 5. You come home.
You think Bill Gates works a 9 to 5? Well, when he did work,
I would think.
You think it's a 9 to 5?
Well,
you think he punches the clock and comes home with a lunchbox and says, "Hi, honey, I'm home." He's running a billion-dollar empire.
I'm not saying he shows up to work on Monday and goes, "Get me out of here to Friday,"
like you do.
All I'm and I'm not saying he never, you know, works extra hours and runs out of here like I do for a train. My point is, he shows up. It's not like he shows up to work, goes, "Honey, I'm not going to be home until 10. I got to play with the computer." No, I'm sure he gets home.
Yeah, sometimes
there's
he
probably
does.
A pot roast in the oven. And I'm sure he had some kind of labradoodle he took for a walk up the block.
Sometimes he does have to stay all night and computer program.
Okay, and there's a winter storm. I stay all night.
Write code.
I'm not saying, but every job at some point when you get home, like, live life a little. Get out to breathe some oxygen. That's what we've been given. You shouldn't have chairs that are made because you're going to sit down for 15 hours playing video games. Even on a football Sunday, I will sit down for 12 hours, but in the morning, I'm up, I'm moving. I'm playing flag football and
what
go for walks
mean,
to
moving?
Lakes.
Well, what does that mean, moving? Well, okay. I go on walks to lakes.
I do. There's a lake I walk around.
Everybody has a dog.
I get fresh air. Halftime, I go outside, I pace up and down the block, stressed out about the Giants sucking again. These guys are in halftime, they're running to play Madden.
Well, they're not even watching the football game. So does that mean you don't consider esports a sport?
No. And let's stop with this nonsense.
Well, then why did we book Rick Fox on the show? You booked him.
Well, number one, easy guest. Before I booked Tony Dungy, I had something in the hopper. Let's be honest. Number two, I am not naive to understand that there are a lot of our listeners who throw on the radio, throw on the app, and they're playing video games right now. And I'm sorry if I've offended them, but I think it does hit a lot of our listener base. I just think you guys are all disgraces.
What? Everybody that plays video games is a disgrace?
No, because I own a console. I'm not saying everybody who plays is a disgrace. Everybody who plays for, you know, more than 2 hours every day.
So 2 hours is the limit per day on video games.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're having like a Saturday night where your boys, where you're not getting into trouble. So I'm like, let's have a Madden tournament. Like, that's fine.
So if you play 3 hours of Fortnite, that's not cool.
Yeah. Think about, like, how about cut it down to an hour and a half, and for that other hour and a half, go do something with your life. Just go outside and breathe.
Can you believe you are the one
handball at the court?
Handball. That's
walk the dog.
Something.
The dog, walk around a lake.
Yeah. Grab a basketball hoop in front of your lawn or work on your jump shot. I mean, what are you doing?
I mean, again, you are the one that will dedicate 3 to 4 hours every night to watch football or preseason hockey or a basketball game. On Sundays, you're watching 12 hours of football. You'll watch pregame shows and postgame shows. Should you be somebody that should be lecturing others on sedentary,
yes,
inactive life?
Yes, because I get home at 4 p.m. Eastern or around there, and 7 p.m. Eastern is when games usually start. For those 3 hours, I am at the gym, taking the dog for a walk, going for a jog. My lungs are pumping. I am telling you, I don't even relax until 7 o'clock because you need to get exercise.
What did the doctor tell you?
That I am the healthiest big guy he's ever seen in my weight.
Healthiest big guy.
And that speaks to what I do. If you think I was sitting inside playing Fortnite, you know, Tomb Raider, The Apocalypse, Mortal Kombat every day, do you think I'd be this healthy? No.
Okay. Let's watch the word healthy. Okay, number two. Do you consider esports less of a sport than NASCAR?
Yes.
Okay, so NASCAR sport, esports not a sport.
Yeah, because I do think there's some element to NASCAR where you do need to keep yourself somewhat in shape. You know, you can't have a heart attack.
Well, what about hand-eye coordination and your thumbs with e-games?
Oh, great. So what, you got to grab a stress ball? That doesn't count as that. So you do it before you go to bed.
Golf, a sport?
Golf's an activity.
Okay, so golf and esports, the same thing, not a sport.
Basically, but at the least, golf, you could walk the course if you chose to. What are you walking, around your couch when you're playing in these esports tournaments?
Okay, so
it's an activity, but it's a lazier activity than golf.
So calling it an e-sport you think is misleading?
No.
It's an e-activity?
Yes.
E-hobby?
E-hobby. E-hobby at a competitive level.
But, I mean, these guys train...
Competitive hobbying is what it should be called.
Competitive hobbying. These guys train hours. I mean, hours. They have training camps. They sit in a house and they play 12 hours, 14 hours of role-playing
training
games.
Training camps.
They do.
They're not exactly doing two-a-days.
All right. They're training all day. They're working on techniques and roles and who uses what weapon and what wizard you go
get. Let me see if I can make this turn in Mario Kart. Wait, that's not training camp, buddy.
What troll you use for what pixie dust you spread, what magic orc you get.
Back in my day, you know what we called those people? Losers. Now they're athletes.
Well, they're making millions of dollars as competitive gamers.
You know what? And I wish I had their bank account. So maybe part of this is jealousy, but the path they took to make those millions is an absolute freaking joke, and they won't get the exercise they need to live and enjoy their millions. Half these e-gamers will be dead by 55. You watch.
You think they'll be dead?
Because they're not out and moving, ever.
You'll outlive the e-gamers?
Yeah, because I walk the dog and go to lakes. Yes. Tell it. It's just, you laugh. It's just the truth. We want our kids getting exercise. These guys are no heroes.
You are...
This is who we want our kids to look up to, the stars of the e-gaming world.
We had three different pastas at my wedding on Saturday. You did, quote-unquote, round the world twice. Okay?
And I got up to get them. These e-gamers will get them served. The shrimp was grilled.
All right, if you want to weigh in on Mraz's take on esports, 855-212-4CBS. I'm sure... we have people that have takes out there on Mraz's thoughts at esports. 855-212-4227. Or on Twitter, weigh in, DA on CBS. This is all because Rick Fox canceled on us.
And we filled the 10 minutes.
By the way, the Chip Kelly era could not be starting more poorly at UCLA. Because now he's 0-3 after losing to Fresno State. I mean, guys, this is bad when Chip Kelly is losing to Fresno State and there feels like there's no hope of that offense looking anything close to what Oregon's offense used to. He has lost to Cincinnati, Fresno State, and got drilled by Oklahoma. We knew they'd get drilled by the Sooners, but losing to the Bearcats and Fresno State is a bad look. They'll take on Colorado coming up. They take on Washington, Cal, Arizona, Utah. They're at Oregon and Eugene later on in the season, at Arizona State, home to USC, and then home to Stanford. This is a season at 0-3 that has 3-9 written all over it. Because if you can't get two non-conference wins against Cincinnati and Fresno State, there is a real problem, and the Bulldogs just hammered you 38-14. But on top of this, you now have one of the dads of one of the freshman quarterbacks trashing Chip Kelly. Michael Robinson is the father of Bruins quarterback Dorian Thompson Robinson and trashed Chip Kelly on Twitter, saying that the Bruins had lousy coaching and play calling, that Kelly was a million-dollar coach who has no responsibility, and that Kelly's years at Oregon were, quote, simply a fluke. Chip Kelly said he has no response. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. If you win, people say good things. When you don't win, people say bad things. We all have to be better here. Is the aura of Chip Kelly going? Yeah, right now it's on the rocks. Right now it's on the rocks, and I'll tell you why. Chip Kelly's never going to be put his arm around you, shoulder on your back, pat you, say, all right, buddy, well, what can we do to make you better? How do you feel right now? Let's go have a soda. Let's go sit down for a ham sandwich. Let's talk about things. Tell me about your motivation. Tell me about your father. Tell me about your mother. Tell me about your growing up. What's your motivation? How do you feel? How's your girlfriend? How's the studies? He is not socially apt. He's just socially inept. And so when you lose the quote-unquote genius tag, can't be applied to, well, don't worry about it because he's still a genius. At Oregon, he wasn't father figure, hand on the back, it'll be okay. No. It was, he's aloof, he's weird, we don't know if he's married, we don't know anything about his upbringing, he doesn't let us in, he's standoffish, he's detached, but we put up 59 points a game. So, whatever. When you're not, and especially because Chip Kelly's recruiting kids now saying, trust me, we're going to build something at UCLA. And this kid is a freshman quarterback. He has to sell freshman quarterbacks. He has to sell freshman recruits. He has to sell kids on believe in me. But these guys don't have the evidence that he is a genius or a winner because he hasn't done it there. And this is where Chip Kelly, just like Bill Belichick early on, just like Nick Saban early on, when they're early in coaching positions, it's hard when they haven't proven they're winners because they are not socially easy to talk to, easy to get along with, easily trustable. And as long as Chip loses, this will continue to fester with dads, with moms, with players, with people around the program. Because people don't mind if you're aloof and you're hard if you win. But if you lose, forget it. That act gets old real quick, and we're already seeing the chips in Chip and how his aura or reputation is right now at UCLA. A lot of you guys want to weigh in on Mraz and his talk on esports. I want to get to you guys coming up right next, so stay right there on the phones. I'll read through your tweets as well because Twitter has just blown up on Mraz taking a flamethrower to esports, e-gamers, and everything about that. So I'll get to that coming up next. You'll have your day in court with Mraz, I promise. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
A no sweatpants at work zone.
We seem all over the map here with your priorities with Bogus.
You're taking unreasonable shots at his career aspirations.
This is a guy who would rather call a Blue Hens game than come and drink with us. That's a major problem.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
23 minutes past the hour. DA with you, CBS Sports Radio. The best of in video form for the show every day, available on YouTube. So get caught up to date there and watch the show and its best of clips. Go to youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Everyone, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com for homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too. Geico.com. Ebony Gorilla tweets, DA, quote-unquote, a sick problem, Mraz says, making more money a year than most professionals with college master's degrees by playing video games professionally. If that's a sick problem, sign me up for the disease because I'm way too healthy. He also adds, it's weird listening to the least athletic voice on your show telling others how they should be healthy.
I didn't hear Bilotti mention that.
Do you feel like you're the most athletic voice on the show?
I do.
You do.
It doesn't mean I'm the most in shape. You and Bogus are in better shape. I am definitely the most athletic. And that's not trying to be macho. It's just I'm the one most active in sports and everything. And good at them. So, yes, I am the most athletic person on this show.
How would you rank the athletes on this show?
I believe that you are second because you used to play some rec soccer and you were on the flag football team for a little bit. I mean, you've gotten older, so I understand the wheels have slowed down. Bogus, lean build, but he was made to call games, not play him. He would rank third. And I would go Pete the Body at four. I'm sorry, I just don't see Pete with the basketball hoop in front of the house. I just can't picture it.
Body, do you think this is a fair ranking?
I think Sean and I could be tied for last.
Don't even light up DA's eyes with having some kind of like, you know, athletic decathlon because, Pete, you'll get torched.
But he's calling you tied for last, but you're thinking yourself as the first, the best.
I am the best. And, DA, I see the look in your face. You acknowledge and understand that I am, but you just know that it shocks the audience that I am.
No, I think you're athletic for a big guy. I think it's funny how egocentric you are. I think you are so arrogant.
Egocentric?
I think you're so arrogant about things like this. I think you believe you're the best at a lot of things.
I don't think I'm the best in the office, but on this show... Looking at these four, yeah. I think the problem is like it's not really a debate that I am the most athletic.
I think you think you would be the best if you committed yourself in the office.
No, because we're working with Tiki Barber here.
Well, I mean at your job.
At my job? Yeah, I mean, let's be frank, there's a lot of dorks I work with.
I think you believe you have the highest potential in your mind of anybody you know at everything as long as you committed yourself.
Right. My problem's always been commitment.
Sure. But that's sure. How you bail on having no hard evidence that you are the worst.
I'm not the worst. And look, I'm not trying to be offensive and really angry you guys because I love all you guys. But yeah, I'm the most athletic person on the show. It doesn't mean I'm the most
producer,
in shape.
You know? Bogus?
So yeah, I'm listening outside on a delay. There's other noise out there in our newsroom. So I came in to confirm what I thought I heard, that he's the most athletic
This came up because he just trashed E-Gamers.
Yeah, that I heard as well.
Demolished E-Gamers, said they were a disgrace and pathetic and losers
nerds,
and dorks.
Right, yeah. I mean, challenge accepted. How do we do this? What can we do? Can we run? Can we jump? Can we play basketball? What do we?
Well, see, that's where it is. I'm not saying that I'm faster than you guys. We ran a race, but like overall, if you encompass it, like in a basketball game, I'm beating you, Bogus. Like in a one-on-one sport, you know, home run derby, I'm beating you. Like that kind of stuff. Yes, I'm more athletic.
Patrick tweets, Mraz talks about getting out there for a walk or exercise. He does that, then runs all of that in 2 days and ruins all of that in 2 days watching football, scarfing five times the calories
right.
He burns all week.
That thought crossed my mind, not to be too dismissive of Sean, but if we're to believe all of the athletic feats he's pulling off daily, like what? Why are you not 94 pounds running marathons?
Commitment, as we discussed. It bursts with cheese.
So Mraz is trashing e-gamers. Jason's in Boise, Idaho, listening to 93.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, DA, longtime listener.
Thank you, sir. What's going on, buddy?
I just wanted to enlighten Mraz a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's aware of the reaction time and awareness necessary to be a professional in that industry.
Mm-hmm.
It is... takes more training than, I mean, even most athletes to get to that awareness level.
Do you
they may not be the most athletic.
Do you consider e-gamers athletes?
Yes, I do. Very much.
Because of hand-eye coordination and reaction time.
Correct.
Okay.
They are in peak mental status to get to the position that they are at.
So that's interesting. I mean, can we count mental acuity towards athleticism or being an athlete?
Hopefully not for Sean.
No. No, you can't.
So you would admit that they're very strong in brain power, but that doesn't make them an athlete.
Right, because a lot of people are strong in brain power not doing athletic things. I mean, I got friends that have memorized every porn star scene. Are they athletes? No.
So is a NASCAR driver really an athlete in your mind?
He said no.
He did. Okay.
Yeah, they're not, but they're more athletic than an e-gamer.
Now, because I do agree, for the record, I have a hard time between wrestling and e-games, like, accepting them in the sports world, because I don't necessarily think wrestling for different reasons and then this for and then for another. Like, I don't know that there are sports, and it's odd to me when they're, like, on SportsCenter, that team whatever beat team whatever in the Madden final, like, that is not yet computing in my head as a sport, but I think that's a different objection than what good old Shawnee has going on here.
Adam's next up in Lansing, Michigan, listening on the CBS Sports app. What's up, Adam?
Hey, what's going on, DA? Longtime listener. Love your show.
Well, thank you, sir. What's going on?
Just wanted to enlighten Mraz on this esports.
Yeah.
It's not like they're... The people that sit at home, play against the computer, or they'll log online and play against other people online, that's not esports. Esports is where you go to a 40 or 50,000 square foot facility, you pay to enter in the tournaments, and there's more than just football. You know, they got football, hockey, soccer, basketball, all of it, all across that facility. And you got to pay to enter in, and then the players, they got to draft their players. So you can't just pick the 49ers and you get their players. You have to draft your players and be very smart on your players. And
yeah, but Adam, I got to say, I think that's a different conversation altogether. If you don't believe that gamers are athletes because of what they're doing, just because they draft their rosters doesn't necessarily make a difference. Just because they go and compete against other gamers doesn't mean there's a difference. I think the dividing line is if you're playing electronic games with your hands and you're sitting still, no matter if you're playing against the computer and drafting your team or not drafting your team and playing against somebody else, I think... The whole conversation, it has nothing to do with that differential there. Chris is in Ohio listening on the Apple Music to CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
What's up?
Hey, so Mraz, you know, is trying to say that, you know, these people that sit at home and, you know, do this and that, he supposedly goes to the gym. I find that hard to believe to begin with. But just, you know, just saying, all right, look, you know, I'm 42 years old. I deliver for UPS. My hours are horrible. I have two kids that I have custody of. I go home. I go to the gym, take care of them, and I still sit down with my kids and play games at night after their sports and homework. I mean, it's, you know, the whole esports is completely different than what he's saying about, you know, hanging out with your, you know, just playing games with your buddies. But esports in general is great. I mean, I know people that do it. It's nuts.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. We're still making the point here. I mean, do you think that they're an athlete? And is here's where I think Mraz is off base. He's calling them a disgrace and sick and pathetic. And to me, it's a career path and a pretty smart one. If you're 19 years old and you found a way to legally earn $100,000 a year, you have found a career path. I don't care how you got there. You're not hurting anybody doing it. You're not stealing. You're not selling drugs. You have found a legal way to earn a career and to earn a really good living. I can't call that a disgrace. I just can't. Are they athletes? I think that that's a weird line. I do, because you're sitting sedentary and you are working with your hand-eye coordination. But if you sat there and played video poker for 12 hours, would you call that guy at the bar? Or you played Quick Draw for 12 hours, would you call that guy at the bar an athlete?
Well, even if, like, what if you're good at Call of Duty, are you an e-soldier? I mean, like, that's the thing. I don't, like, that's a jump I can't make, like, because laugh into a microphone, not into my ear only. Like, that's what I don't get. Like, you're good at Madden. That's awesome. Like, there's a skill, there's a talent. Like you said, if you can make money doing it, go ahead and do it, as long as it's obviously on the up and up. But I don't know how you graduate from the video game world into, like, this full-on sports world where you're, like, neck and neck with
football.
Well,
I don't know. Right. I don't know if anybody should compare them to real athletes.
But when you're now on SportsCenter, like, that's where this is, and it's on websites.
Yeah,
and
but that's a weird thing, SportsCenter, because they're also trying to gain a younger demographic, seem cool to kids.
No, I get it.
Gain 15-year-olds that want to watch. I don't think they really think it's a sport. I don't think somebody in the ESPN Center is going, you know what? This is just as sporty as the Steelers highlights. I think they're going, this is how we get the demo.
But they have to be making at least somewhat of a connection. Might not
be
as specific.
It's a competition.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, they show cornhole. We know that's not a sport. They're just trying to get people.
But they show cornhole at like 7:30 on a Sunday morning.
Well, this is just more popular. There's just more revenue in it.
And then,
I mean, they're getting 40,000 people to watch these competitions.
Yeah, I get it.
So that's why. I mean, if there's 40,000 people watching cornhole, they'd probably put that on.
Stupid.
You know what? I'm going to show how I turn shish kebabs on the grill, put it on CBS Sports Network. I'm going to call myself an athlete. Yeah, I'm a grill athlete.
But there is far more hand-eye coordination and training that goes into what they're doing than turning shish kebabs.
You ever burn a shish kebab?
That's disgraceful.
Shish kebab.
Because that's disrespectful to them. They are putting in crazy hours and training.
Disrespectful for them. They never picked up a bat and a glove and went to a park in their life.
Yeah, but they're not just turning shish kebabs either, okay?
They are in the electronic world.
No, they're not.
Get them out.
No, that's wrong. See, that's where you're wrong. Are they athletes? Not really. But are they committing exorbitant hours and training and high level of hand-eye coordination and having to, like, I mean, we don't play these games, but knowing, I don't know, what wizard to use and what weapon to use when you hit this and what teammate's going to do this and this teammate comes around this door and comes out here. I mean, I know I sounded like an idiot, but these are the things that they work on. They work on game planning. So it's way more than turning a shish kebab, okay? I'm just saying.
All right. I mean, listen, I know the perfect formula with the peppers and the pineapples. That's all I'm saying, too.
Shish kebab.
It's not a disgrace, their path.
Their end game isn't a disgrace. Their path is.
855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Joe tweets, I'm sorry, DA. Is the Sultan of Sodium, the Thictator, and Captain Entenmann's lecturing us about making sure we're exercising? I applaud life choices, but I'm just confused. Well, we have now added Captain Entenmann.
Yeah, I mean, and as great as that is, like, the guy who once ate fecal matter by accident is calling somebody else a disgrace. Like, I don't understand.
When we come back, your best audio of the day, including Dave Roberts and the Red Hot Dodgers. Plus, we'll continue taking your thoughts on Mraz's scorching thoughts on e-games and e-athletes. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the show about the show.
Here's the best of this week's Permission Granted podcast.
So you uncontrollably laughed when I uncontrollably cried.
Yes, it's, and I know that's wrong. And at the same time, I felt everything was heartfelt, but it was just like, holy crap, DA's crying, and now I'm going to laugh that he's crying, even though it's a serious moment. And your sister's just waiting to hear her name mentioned by you, and she's got me giggling and looking at me like, what are you doing? Stop it, Mraz.
Download the PGP today on iTunes and play.it, or listen at daoncbs.com and the show's Facebook page, Zaps.
It's just hard to be friends or family or co-workers or peers with Mraz. That's the end of the discussion. I mean, last week when we called out his diet, he decided to take down his sisters publicly on the radio. When I'm giving a heartfelt speech at my wedding, Mraz is laughing. When we're trying to have a respectable radio show, Mraz is burping into the mic, or he's trashing an entire generation of people that might also enjoy the show. So, I mean, the fact is he's got a lot of great qualities, but it's just hard being a family member, a coworker, or a friend.
Slob.
It's just hard. The end of the day. The PGP is available right now. Go to Permission Granted Podcast on iTunes. The brand new one is up. It's the full rundown, the breakdown of the DA show Mothership Royal Wedding from over the weekend. Check it out. Also available on demand, daoncbs.com. Dixieland Dan tweets, Mraz, you sit in a lazy boy every Sunday and watch football with one hand in a bag of chips and the other holding salsa. There shouldn't be a chair for lazy people watching football. The chair shouldn't be so comfortable. That's basically what you're saying. As Mraz trashes the e-gamers, the e-gaming community, call them pathetic and lazy and disgraceful. Alex tweets, DA Mraz is a national radio embarrassment. Now bashing video game professionals. Again, another blow to the low IQ and ego of the pig. Just shut up and let DA give his takes, Mraz. Hashtag get him out.
Get him out.
Ryan tweets, I believe Mraz is correct. He is the most in shape after all. Because round is a shape.
Yeah, be less original with that comment.
Brent tweets, we need a DA cathlon. Get Mraz, Bogish, Pete the Body, and you involved. Brian tweets, I believe Jim Rome has a segment on this. If you're drinking a beer or smoking while doing it, you're not an athlete. Well,
so true.
But these e-gamers are not smoking cigs as they play League of Legends.
Yeah, I'm sure only because you're not allowed to smoke in whatever facilities they're in now.
Rob tweets, Mraz is ridiculous. First, he disrespects Bogish's career. Then he disrespects people who are making a living, who, by the way, help game developers with upcoming games. I don't know. I think a little bit of fame is going to his head. Dixieland Dan weighs in, Mraz couldn't throw five innings of a wiffle ball game or throw a pitch over 60 miles an hour.
I'd have Dan fooled looking on a strikeout in wiffle ball.
Scott's next up. He's a Boise, Idaho, listening to 93.1, the ticket there. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. What's up?
You know, I've had this argument with my teenage son a bunch of times as far as the e-gaming. I think the confusion, they like to throw the athlete term out there, but they're definitely professionals. But when you're playing the sports game and the depiction is of athletes, I think that comes up, that argument. They're definitely professional and there's definitely skill, but the athletes are the ones on the game screen.
So that's fair. I mean, look, they're competitors, they're professionals, they're not athletes. I think that's fair. They've developed an amazing skill. My problem is not that Mraz is not saying that they're athletes. My problem is that Mraz has called their path to this profession a disgrace. A disgrace! That I disagree with. By the way, CBS's Super Bowl season continues this Sunday when Denver battles Baltimore, Oakland meets Miami, Buffalo heads to Minnesota, Cincinnati collides with Carolina, Tennessee takes on Jacksonville, and in the City of Angels, the Chargers clash with the Rams. The day kicks off with the NFL Today presented by Jeep at 12 Eastern on CBS. Best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
They do it again. A walk-off win by the L.A. Dodgers, and they're extending their lead of the National League West. Dave Roberts.
Right now, you know, when you're talking about a postseason of potentially a month, for us it's 2 months. And that's a byproduct of the 5 months of baseball that we played before September. So, like I said, we know what's at stake. We know every baseball game's important here on to the end of the season.
3-2 win in 10 over the Rockies by this Dodgers team. And L.A. right now is red hot. They have taken a 1.5 game lead of the National League West over the Rockies. And this would be huge for the Dodgers to somehow find a way to win the division to avoid the one-game playoff, because Clayton Kershaw in a one-game playoff, you just never know. He's had back injuries, back issues, and you just don't want to put him out there with your entire season on the line. How interesting would it be if this is the year the Dodgers do it, when it seemed like all was lost early in the season, that the season was cratering and over, that big expectations were weighing too much on them, that injuries would take them out of it, that somehow they have found a way. And I think that the Major League Baseball playoffs are going to be phenomenal, because the American League has all of these powerhouse teams, specifically the Red Sox and the Astros. Can the Yankees get their mojo back by the time October rolls around, or in October? In the National League, it seems so wide open. I know that the Cubs have the best record right now in the National League, but they seem far from unbeatable. And the Dodgers have made this surge, might be playing the best baseball late in the season. The Braves out of nowhere are going to win this division. The Brewers are going to make a rare October appearance. So I think the way October is going to shake out is going to be really, really cool. Mike Tomlin on why Antonio Brown was absent on Monday.
Again, I'm going to visit with Antonio, and I tend to do so today. I just haven't done it yet. You know, I may or may not provide details relative to some of the things that you guys are asking. I just want to stay focused on what's real and what's important, our preparation, and ultimately our play this week, and not only ours collectively, but his included.
When his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, Antonio Brown, says Brown doesn't want to be traded and had a excused absence, which the Steelers knew about, he's lying. Because Mike Tomlin would have then just said, we knew AB wasn't going to be here, it's all good. But instead he didn't. He said, I want to talk to AB before I talk to you guys. I may or may not talk about what I talk about with him. That means that it was not excused, that nobody knew was going to happen, okay? So Rosenhaus is lying here. However, the biggest thing right now is just getting a win. And it doesn't get much easier this week, because now you've got the red-hot Buccaneers on Monday Night Football. The Steelers need a victory. And when you win, a lot of this other stuff goes away. When you lose, it festers and blows up in your face. The Steelers desperately need a win, and it doesn't get easy. And if they lose to Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Bucs to fall to 0-2-1, the season threatens to spiral out of control. And finally, Chris Thompson, Washington running back, not happy. The fans at FedEx were booing the team in the home opener.
I also noticed the boos we got as well, and that's not something that I'm a real big fan of. If you're a fan of a team, you shouldn't be booing them, whether we're doing good or bad. You know, we understand as players that we're not performing how we should. You don't have to boo us to let us know we're out there on the field. Like, the one thing you should be doing, in my opinion, is cheering us on.
That's wrong. I think Chris Thompson's totally wrong on this. Fans pay a lot of money to come out and come to the stadium or come to the ballpark, and they have invested a day, their money, sometimes their life, into rooting for your team. It's not just only going to be good. That's not the way this thing works. It's a two-way street. They want you to do your best, and in most cases, will cheer you and blindly follow you and support you. But if you stink, and they boo, that's their right as well. This is not about being drones. It's not about being blind soldiers. It's not about just being blindly delusional supportive. That is stupid. That is ridiculous. If you stink, you deserve to get booed. Personal attacks, vulgarity, throwing things on the field. No. I draw the line there. No. Don't go there. But booing, totally fine. It's not that you have thousands or millions of people that only can support you when things are good, and when things are bad, also support you or sit on their hands. And that's where athletes and coaches or whoever that get bent out of shape on booing are so wrong and off the reservation. You are loved to no end when you win, and even sometimes when you lose. If you get a little bit of booing, deal with it. Be a man. It's like David Ortiz. Hero of all heroes. The moment somebody booed him at Fenway, it was, how dare anybody boo me? Well, David, you're hitting 218 in May. How dare? I always thought that was such hypocrisy. You're going to have to get a little bit of negativity, too. Sorry. When we come back here on the show, Tony Dungy, Hall of Fame head coach, enshrined in Canton. I want to ask him on this memo that Hall of Famers have sent to the NFL saying you're not doing enough for us. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.